Soul Ministries presents The Meaning and Purpose of God's Word with the Reverend Donald Gordon Cargill, Ph.D. Meaning and Purpose of God's Word. Segment 1. A Living Soul. And the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2:7. When God first created man, he formed him of dust from the ground, and then breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. As soon as the breath of life, which became man's spirit, came into contact with man's body, the soul was produced. Hence the soul is the combination of man's body and spirit. The scriptures therefore call man a living soul. The breath of life became man's spirit, that is, the principle of life within him. The Lord Jesus tells us, "It is the Spirit that gives life." John 6:63. This breath of life comes from the Lord of creation. However, we must not confuse man's spirit with God's Holy Spirit. The latter differs from our human spirit. Romans 8:16 demonstrates their difference by declaring that it is the Spirit Himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. The original of the word life in breath of life is che and is in the plural. This may refer to the fact that the inbreathing of God produced a twofold life, solical and spiritual. When the inbreathing of God entered man's body, it became the spirit of man. But when the spirit reacted with the body, the soul was produced. This explains the source of our spiritual and solical lives. We must recognize, though, that this spirit is not God's own life. For the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Job 33:4. It is not the entrance of the uncreated life of God into man. Neither is it that life of God which we receive at regeneration. What we receive at new birth is God's own life, as typified by the tree of life. But our own spirit, though permanently existing, is void of eternal life. Formed man of dust from the ground refers to man's body. Breathed into his nostrils the breath of life refers to man's spirit as it came from God. And man became a living soul refers to man's soul when the body was quickened by the Spirit and brought into being a living and self-conscious man. A complete man is a trinity, the composite of spirit, soul, and body. According to Genesis 2:7, man was made up of only two independent elements, the corporeal and the spiritual. But when God placed the spirit within the casing of the earth, the soul was produced. The spirit of man touching the dead body produced the soul. The body, apart from the spirit, was dead, but with the spirit, man was made alive. The organ thus animated what was called the soul. Man became a living soul expresses not merely the fact that the combination of spirit and body produced the soul. It also suggests that the spirit and body were completely merged in this soul. In other words, soul and body were combined with the spirit, and spirit and body were merged with the soul. Adam, in his fallen state, knew nothing of these ceaseless strivings of spirit and flesh, which are matters of daily experience to us. There was a perfect blending of his three natures into one, and the soul, as the uniting medium, became the cause of his individuality, of his existence as a distinct being. Man was designated a living soul, for it was there that the spirit and body met and through which his individuality was known. Perhaps we may use an imperfect illustration. Drop some dye into a cup of water. The dye and water will blend into a third substance called ink. In like manner, the two independent elements of spirit and body combine to become living soul. The analogy, however, fails in that the soul produced by the combining of spirit and body becomes an independent, indissoluble element as much as the spirit and body. God treated man's soul as something unique. As the angels were created as spirits, so man was created predominantly as a living soul. Man not only had a body with the breath of life, he became a living soul as well. Thus we find later in the scriptures that God often referred to men as souls. Why? Because what the man is depends on how his soul is. His soul represents him and expresses his individuality. It is the organ of man's free will, the organ in which spirit and body are completely merged. If man's soul wills to obey God, it will allow the spirit to rule over the man as ordered by God. The soul, if it chooses, also can suppress the spirit and take some other delight as lord of the man. This trinity of spirit, soul, and body may be partially illustrated by a light bulb. Within the bulb, which can represent the total man, there are electricity, light, and wire. The spirit is like the electricity, the soul the light, and body the wire. Electricity is the cause of the light, while light is the effect of electricity. Wire is the material substance for carrying the electricity as well as for manifesting the light. The combination of spirit and body produces soul, that which is unique to man. As electricity, carried by the wire, is expressed in the light, so spirit acts upon the soul, and the soul, in turn, expresses itself through the body. However, we must remember well that whereas the soul is the meeting point of the elements of our being in this present life, the spirit will be the ruling power in our resurrection state. For the Bible tells us that it is sown a physical body, it is raised a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15:44. Yet here is a vital point. We who have been joined to the resurrected Lord can even now have our spirit rule over the whole being. We are not united to the first Adam, who was made a living soul, but to the last Adam, who is a life-giving spirit. Verse 45. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 continues, verses 46 through 49. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. Amen. Soul Ministries presents The Meaning and Purpose of God's Word with the Reverend Donald Gordon Carty, Ph.D.